So, I do the finger.
So say for example, you had greed as the background in your mind and you were paying attention to something. Would you call that meditation?
Expectation when lower band, so
you have some Yes, that's right. So he says, but this is the important point. We have to have this information that is important to recognize the greed, and that makes it meditation. But without that knowledge, we wouldn't know to know the greed. So what he's trying to point out here is that more than the awareness itself, he said there has to be a wisdom or a discernment in the background of the mind. And that is more important for meditation. Very often people, in the name of meditation, he says, don't have much discernment in the back of the mind. They're kind of meditating blindly. They're trying to be aware, but not very aware of the background of the mind. He says, if we've never heard of something, never come into contact with some subject or situation, he says, then we don't know what to think about it, and then we won't know what to do with that.
Information, knowledge,
he says, so we have to have heard of it, have some knowledge about this thing. He says, then we will know what to do with it, how to view it, and so on. So what he's trying to point out again is that information is very important about what we're going to come across. He says, so in the pursuit of vipassana, he says he believes everybody here practices vipassana, right? So he wants to say that for the practice of vipassana meditation, wisdom, the use of wisdom is very important. The meaning of the word vipassana means watching with wisdom. It's special. So when you're aware, he said, what wisdom are you having about as you're doing it?
Wisdom, knowledge,
And in that wisdom that he's talking about, he says it could be three kinds, any of these three kinds of wisdom. That could be the first Sutamaya Panya. I think some of you will know. This is like secondhand information. Yeah, it's not your wisdom. It's what you hear about or have read about, but it's not what you know, but it's secondhand information. So we'll call that information. And the second one is your own wisdom, your innate intelligence and your ability to reason, your ability to use your logic and so on. And that's the second kind of wisdom. And the last kind of wisdom is what you would call insight, some new wisdom that you arrive at from your experience.
He says,
if the Buddha, if there had not been a Buddha, do you think that we could become enlightened? That's a loaded question. We don't have any demand who are who no comment. Then that could change our the
world.
The way he sees it is, if he doesn't have any information about enlightenment, then he doesn't
think that...
Except, you know, in the text they talk about a kind of being called a Pacheka Buddha. It's a solitary Buddha, they call it. So in the text they said that apart from this sort of persons, these sort of persons are able to become enlightened on their own, like without reference to somebody else giving them any kind of knowledge. Everybody else has to have at least heard of this idea or this concept before they know to even work towards it.
So knowledge or information, mangane information, dagesi balazra in yam, idea in yam, pido madao kwa, tabido kwa, uda lulu ya.
He says so. So we have to have at least had some information that this sort of thing is possible, and then it makes it possible for ourselves to then try to cultivate or grow it and arrive at it.
Okay. Information may yin, bama majabu de kisan ku, bama majabu di chow sinasinadamamo, lovle lodamamo.
So if we don't have any information, then we won't know. We won't even know to think about such a thing, and we won't know how to do any such thing. He says that's why we've heard about people making aspirations to become Buddhas. He says, and these people who make aspirations to become Buddhas do that because they want to become that vehicle to disseminate this information to other people. So, if possible, the more right information we have, the more it becomes possible for us to use that information. So he wants to give this kind of information when he mentioned in the beginning about the difference between samatha and vipassana meditation. Most of us have knowledge about meditation, and most of our knowledge of meditation is actually a bit more samatha kind of meditation understanding.
So,
he says, do you know the objective of samatha meditation?
Concentration.
And what is the objective of vipassana meditation?
Insight.
Yeah.
And what do we want? We want concentration or insight?
Both.
He says So if we want concentration, then we do a samatha kind of practice. If we want insight, then we do a vipassana kind of practice. He says when the goal is different, then the idea behind the practice becomes different. Then the way to practice becomes different. So he's going to give you a little like a breakdown of what people do when they want to practice samatha and when they practice vipassana. Yeah, this is what he understands of how people practice samatha or vipassana. In both samatha and vipassana meditation, there is this very basic object and mind. Yeah. In samatha meditation, the attention is on the object. We're very concerned with the object. In vipassana meditation, the object of concern is the mind that is meditating and checking to see if the mind is meditating in the correct way or not. He mentioned right in the beginning that the mind is more important when you did this exercise with the hands. And when he says the mind is more important, he asked whether if there was greed in the mind, that would make it meditation. So the point is, there must not be greed, aversion, or delusion in the mind when you're meditating. If there is greed, delusion, or aversion in the mind, then insight is not going to arise. But if we're not going to, if we don't want greed, aversion, or delusion in the mind, then something must be in the mind And what is that going to be? He says it should be wisdom.
Sometimes the kali atho ba lo ma ma ti de kha ni chi no.
Sometimes we're meditating and we don't know what to do, how to carry on.
I think we lo.
And what do you do at that time?
Yeah. So charge.
Yes, he says at times like that, he said you have to use all the information you have. So at those points of time, he says people who've had a lot of information, people who've heard a lot, listened to Dharma talks, read a lot and so on, can go through all their information and decide what they should use.
Information and money in a bit.
And if we've heard some wrong information, that could pose a problem too. So when we meditate, should we think? When practicing vipassana meditation, should we think or not think?
Be aware of the thinking.
The deep Shiva.
Okay.
Doing the deep Shiva. Yeah. And there you have it.
Mahodari, intentionally, no? Intentionally, the lower picture, the lower picture, you understand that. The low that low, you understand that.
So there's a fine distinction. So we, in Vipassana meditation, the idea is like this. Not thinking is about not deliberately thinking about things that intensify our greed or our aversion. Not thinking about things that are going to proliferate negativity and so on. He says, but you are going to think thoughts that are going to help you to practice. You're going to think about the practice.
You have business look at the machine.
It's just like doing a business. He says, when you do business, can you do it without thinking about it?
Well, so
yeah, you lose money.
Yeah,
so he's saying, so we need wisdom. It's the same in practicing meditation. So there's this concern with the mind and whether there is wisdom in the mind for vipassana meditation.
No, tamatha ayon go ayon to ku ba yee taniya ba lo de vipassana ja lo ayon nya ne sat san.
And we continue. So for samatha meditation, he says the mind is on only one object, and the mind attempts to stay in only one place. In vipassana meditation, the mind is concerned with all objects, any
object.
Why the mind needs to relate to all objects is because the goal of vipassana meditation is insight, more wisdom. And if we want more wisdom, sort of like more intelligence, then we need more information, more intelligence.
This is so on tima dua along detail ma chi da ha along tima dua nyan ga decision lo lo ya thong chat nai.
Only when the mind is able to have as much information as possible, is able to see many perspectives, all points of view, then the mind, having all that information, is able to make a decision about the truth of the
matter.
When the mind is able to see not only what is present and all the things that are present, but also the relationship between these things that are present, their cause and effect relationship and other relationships, he says, then the mind can make a decision about the truth of the matter that is. And in samatha meditation, the mind wants to cling to the object. It wants to stay on the object for as long as possible. So there is a desire for permanence. It wants to stay on one thing for a long time.
Vipassana.
And But in Vipassana meditation, the learning is to not become attached to any object. So there's the learning to let go of the object. So you can see how the difference in between Vipassana and Samatha is becoming greater and greater.
အဲ့တော့ဘာမှမဆွဲဘူးကြိုးစားတကယ်မထားဘူးကြိုးစားလွတ်ချဖို့ကြိုးစားတယ်ဆိုရင်ဒါကြောင့်မလို့သူအားလုံးနဲ့ဆက်ဆံ
So if the idea is to not become attached to any object, to not target anything as the thing to pay attention to, he says, then of course the idea is you relate to all objects. That's the right.
အဲ့တော့လောက်ချီရခင်ပြန်ပြီးတော့အဲ့ထပ်ပြီးပုံပြောမလို့
So if we try this exercise again, putting our hands together,
အဲ့တော့ဟိုတကယ်လို့ touching ကိုပဲထိတာကိုပဲ target လုပ်မှဆိုရင
် So if you're just going to pay attention to the touching sensation only
ဟို touching မသိ
You will only know the touching sensation
အဲ့ touching ကိုမလုပ်တော့ဘဲနဲ့ဘာကြီးရှိလဲလို့ကြည့
် But if we're not going to pay attention to the touching sensation but just be conscious of two hands what else do you become conscious of
ပါစင်းစင်းနေရှိ
What other sensations are present?
Temperature and cold.
And?
Creaking of the joints.
Sydney.
And?
To attach your reality, Lara.
No. I'm not there. Yeah.
Well, we try to keep it here for a while. Yeah.
And?
What else?
Let me build my mouth.
Some hardness, some softness, some pressure.
အများကြီးရှိတယ်ပြောချင်တာအဲ့တော့တာဂက်မထားရင်ရှိထားတဲ့အများကြီးရှိနေတာကိုမြင်တယ
်
ဘာလို့ဖြစ်နေလဲဆိုတာမြင်တယ်တာဂက်ထားလိုက်မမြင်တော့ဟို negative ဟိုသူမသိအောင်သိဖို့မကြိုးစားတော့
So what he's trying to point out is if we don't target something some particular sensation then we become able to notice other sensations but if we target something he says we not only do not noticeother sensations, we also stop trying to notice if there is anything else present. So he says, you know, we are often given the instruction to start with one object. He says, so we can start with one object, but we have to have this idea in mind that we start with this one object, but we want to become able to also notice everything else that is concerned with this, that the idea is not to just stay with this only. So in Samatha meditation, there's also a lot of efforting needed. A lot of energy needs to be used to keep the mind refocusing on this one object.For Vipassana meditation, this sort of energy is not needed anymore. So instead of using effort, the teacher wants to now suggest that we use wisdom instead when we're doing Vipassana meditation. For Samatha meditation, there is this need to achieve something. We are...sort of working towards a particular goal and that's also why all this energy is needed.
ဝိပဿနာကြတော့ဖြစ်ပြီးတာရှိပြီးတာတဘာဝတရားကိုမြင်မှုပဲကြိုးစားတာဘာမှဖြစ်အောင်လုပ်တာမဟုတ
် But for Vipassana meditation, he says the nature of things as they are is already there. All we want to do is become able to recognize that things are as they are.
တော့ဘာမှဖြစ်အောင်လုပ်ရတာလည်းမဟုတ်ဘူးတွန်းရတာလည်းမဟုတ်ရှိပြီးသားကိုမြင်မှုကြိုးစားလို့ဘာအားဆိုင်ရလို့လဲ
So since we don't need to create anything for ourselves and we don't need to push away any experience he says then what kind of energy do we need to exert anymore to just be with what is
ဟုတ်အဲ့မှာဘူချင်းအောင်ပြောရင်တမထကတော့မငြိမ်ရင်ငြိမ်အောင်လုပ်တယ
်
စိတ်ကပြန့်နေစုရတယ်တွတ်တွတ်လိုချင်တဲ့ပုံစံရအောင်ဖြစ်အောင်ဖန်တီးရတယ
် So to give an example likeHe says, for Samatha meditation, if the mind doesn't feel calm, you've got to calm it down. If the mind is not feeling concentrated, you've got to collect the mind. You've got to work at it. But for Vipassana meditation, if it's not calm, you don't try to calm it down. You recognize there is not calmness. and you want to then investigate the nature of not calmness, why it is as it is, what it is. So there's a great difference in the kind of energy you use in the two different kinds of meditation. You don't have to be doing anything for vipassana meditation.
Vipassana ma nyan a ba lu ya tu a ti chin ne. Ti chin ne song san ne tabor lo chi ya nyan ne chi ne da.
So for vipassana meditation he calls it the energy of wisdom. There's this sense of investigation only.
Ko ba bi lu de lin tha ne.
So why are we aware?
Call it wisdom.
Yeah, it's our nature. Yes. He says, so that's right. But we have this awareness, but what is the point of this awareness?
He says, so again,
he points to how we do a meditation, we do even the awareness, but we don't really know to what end. We don't have that wisdom with us present in the moment.
Yeah. So awareness are the bhava lo tu pyo le no? Then defilement.
He says, you mentioned that awareness is our nature. He says, and what about the defilements?
Brothers and sisters.
Most strong are more automatic.
Yes. Defilements are more strong in our minds. They also happen more naturally. It seems more automatic. So what happens, he says, because of this nature of defilements is that we start off with the intention to be aware, but very quickly, instead of just being aware, greed takes over, aversion takes over the way we're trying to be aware. So if we're only paying attention to the object, then in the mind, the defilements come in and start playing havoc because we're not noticing that. So he says our intended action is to pay attention to the object to develop wisdom, and what happens is we start to want to know in this particular way. We want it to be a certain way. It has to be this object. I don't like that object. All these things start coming in.
I don't know, Kushia, Juliet, Bingo, Bautabawa, Nirijas, Ayunia, Taibida, Missy Nanagam Shago, Amiena Shibida, Achima, Sega Palo, automatic Amiena Rielo.
And he says, and our daily experience is that we have all these objects always, this sensory objects all the time, and our automatic refrain towards all these objects is liking, disliking, liking. So if we in meditation then pay attention to an object, he says that's the habit of the mind. It will come with this normal reaction, liking, disliking, liking,
disliking.
He says, so say it's natural to be awareness of that nature. We come into a very noisy place. How does it feel in the mind? And when you come into a quiet place,
it's
peaceful. I like it.
Peaceful.
So what he's trying to show is how the mind just has its automatic reaction, whatever we experience. That's why we want to pay more attention to this mind instead of just paying attention to the object. If we only pay attention to the object, he says we won't notice this habitual tendency of the mind to come in with liking and disliking towards what it is. So for a vipassana meditator, there has to be this constant checking on the mind to see whether greed or aversion has come into the mind. And that checking is a work of wisdom.
Investigation.
So So there is this sense of investigation, always a sense of inquiry into how the mind is in the moment.
So, အဲ့တော့တမထက focus လုပ်ပါမယ်ဝိပဿနာကစောင့်မကြည့်ဉာဏ်နဲ့စောင့်ကြည့်နော
် So samatha meditation is focusing on the object, vipassana meditation is just waiting and waiting on things to see.
အဲ့တော့ဉာဏ်တော့ပါမယ်ဉာဏ်နဲ့စောင့်ကြည့်
But with wisdom in the background.
And so နောက်ကနောက်ဝိပဿနာခုနပြောဘူ၅ပါးကိုအကောင့်အောင်ပြုစုပြုထောင်
And vipassana meditation, we talked about improving the quality of the mind. Vipassana meditation is a cultivation of 5 faculties of the mind.
So awareness are blue, khun le so yin. Awareness so yin ma me da lo pyo.
And he has these definitions for these 5 faculties.
Awareness
is sati in Pali. And the definition of sati is actually not forgetting. Just a not forgetting.
ကောင်မမေ့ရမလဲဆိုတော့အာယုအမှန်ကိုမမေ့
Yeah and what the mind is not forgetting is the right object
So right object ဆိုတာ nature reality အတွက်ရှိတာနာမရူပဒါပဲရှိတယ
် And the right object is reality and reality is nama rupa
အဲ့တော့ကခန္ဓာနဲ့စိတ်မှမရှိဘူး
Yeah and nama rupa is in our mind and body that's all
So မမေ့ရဘူးကိုယ့်ကိုယ်ကိုပြန်ကြည့်ဖို့မမေ့ရ awareness ပဲ
So he defines awareness like this. Don't forget to watch yourself. He says, so to not forget yourself. He says, does that take a lot of energy? Do you need to focus on anything to not forget yourself? So the moment we think of ourselves, we are aware of ourselves. Yeah.What am I doing now? What's happening in the mind now?
So awareness is shining, no?
Yes, and the moment that thought crosses the mind, awareness becomes present.
Awareness to maintain the awareness.
And meditation is an attempt to maintain this awareness. So what he's again trying to show is that there's not a need for so much energy.
No, tamadi. Tamadi is right.stable စိတ်က stable ဖြစ်နေတော့ပြော steady ဖြစ်နေ stable ဖြစ်နေ
and the second faculty is called samadhi and samadhi is just for him steadiness of mind a stable mind has samadhi
ဒီမှာတမထတမာလေးနဲ့ဝိပဿနာတမာလေးနှစ်မျိုးရှိတယ်
there's two kinds of samadhi there is samadhi from samatha kind of meditation and samadhi from a vipassana kind of meditation
တမထတမာလီက focus လုပ်လို့ရတာလေတမာလီသူကစူးစိုက်အားပါတယ်နော
် The kind of samadhi we get from samatha meditation
အားပါတယ်အားရှိတယ်လေးတယ်နော
် is the kind of samadhi we get when we focus on one object repeatedly again and again and it builds up a sense of concentration in the mind and that sort of concentration or samadhi feels strong and it's a bit heavy it's a bit rigid
ဝိပဿနာကြတော့ကွာ knowledge ရှိလို့ဘုဒ္ဓရာရှိလို့ဒါမှမဟုတ် understanding ရှိလို့စိတ်ကဉာဏ်ရှိလို့လိုချင်တာမရှိဘူးမချိနာတာမရှိဘူးစိတ်က stable ဖြစ်နေတာခဲ့အောင်လုပ်ရတာ
but the kind of samadhi you get from vipassana meditation is goes like this he says there is wisdom in the mind either because you have right information or you have understood something experientially and because of this the mind doesn't want anythingIt realizes there's nothing to want, and it's not pushing anything away. It realizes there's nothing to push away, and because of this, the mind feels stable.
Reaction ไม่ရှိလို့နားလည်တဲ့ဉာဏ်ရှိလို့ reaction ไม่ရှိလို့စိတ်ကငြိမ်းနေတာအေးနေတာအဲ့ဒါဝိပဿနာတမာတိဒီတမာတိမျိုးကြောင့်မှသူက insight ပဲလာမှာ
And because there's no reaction in the mind, because there's understanding in the mind is stable.This is vipassana samadhi and he says it's only from this sort of samadhi that insight can arise.
ကျွန်တော်ကဉာဏ်သုံးမျိုးမှာသုတမဉာဏ်၊စေနမဉာဏ် apply လုပ်လို့ရတယ်။ဘာဝနာမဉာဏ် apply လုပ်လို့မရဘူး။ तू อ่ะအကြောင်းစုံမှာပေါ်လာမှာ။ဟောကိုကဒီပရမဉာဏ်နဲ့ဉာဏ်မပါဘဲနဲ့ကိုဉာဏ်မလာဘူ
း။ He says so we heard just now about the three kinds of wisdom. He says the first two kinds of wisdom what is second handknowledge information and our own intelligence we can apply we can use these two kinds of wisdom we can use them The third kind of wisdom is what we don't have yet. He says, to develop the third kind of wisdom, we need to apply the first two kinds of wisdom. If we don't use this wisdom, we don't come to the third kind of wisdom, insight. If the first two kinds of wisdom are not strong, don't develop, the third kind of wisdom is not going to arise.
အဲ့တော့စူးစိုက်တာအားများလို့ရှိရင်တရားလူအလုံးစူးစိုက်ဘူးလေလူတွေစူးစိုက်အားများလို့ရှိရင်စိတ်ကစဉ်းစားလို့မရတော့
He says so when we focus too much too hard into something he says he's sure everybody here has practiced focusing a lot he says when we focus very much into one object he says the mind can't think very much anymore
ညာအနေသွားတယ်လို့ပြော
Then the faculty of wisdom becomes weak in those moments.And in fact, he says the faculty of awareness is also weak at that time when we're focusing, and therefore wisdom becomes weak. That's why when we're using a samatha kind of samadhi, insight does not arise. So if we really want insight, we have to develop a vipassana kind of samadhi.
အဲ့တော့တမာတိကဘာကြောင့်ဟိုတမာတိလာဝိပဿနာတမာတိမှာသူက right attitude ရှိတာလေ။နောက်တတိဆက်ဆက်တာလေ။ဒီနှစ်ခုပြည့်စုံမှသူက stable mind ကခုနကတမာတိတက်တယ်
။ပထမ
က right attitude
He said ပြန်ပြောပါခင်ဗျ။
ဝိပဿနာတမာတိမှာ right attitude ရှိရမယ်။နောက်တတိဆက်ဆက်တ
ာ He says so for us to develop a vipassana kind of samadhi we need to have the right attitudeAnd we need to have continuity of awareness. These two come together to help us.
Right attitude မလာဘဲတမာတိမလာဘူး.
Without right attitude, we can't have samadhi.
အမြဲတမ်း agitation ရှိတယ
်. Without right attitude, the mind always feels some agitation.
And liking, disliking, learning, our mind is stable မဖြစ်ဘူး. အဲ့တော့ဉာဏ်မဖြစ်ဘူးအဲ့ချိန်.
So when we have the wrong attitude, there's some liking or disliking in the mind, and that destabilizes the mind. Then samadhi doesn't come, then no wisdom.
Okay.အဲ့တော့ effort တမာတိပြီ effort မှာကြတော့ဝိရိယမှာကြတော့သူကဘူအားစိုက်တော့ပြောတာမဟုတ်ဘူးစိတ်ရှိတာဇွဲရှိတာ
He says and when we talk about right effort the third faculty he's not talking about like putting in energy into the practice he's really talking about right effort as patience or perseverance
အဲ့တော့လောကမှာအမြင်နဲ့လောကဝိပဿနာအမြင်နဲ့လောကမှာအကိစ္စ
Because he saysVipassana is a kind of practice that you have to do all the time. You have to do it forever. He says everybody here is meditators. So he says, you know, if you want to really practice Vipassana meditation, you can't stop anymore. You just have to do it all the way. But if you use a lot of energy to practice, he says, how to do it for always?You have to do it long term and you have to do it steadily. So just do what you can steadily.
Hey, we better not make a point. ဘာကြောင့်ဉာဏ်မပေါ်လဲဆိုတော့ဒီရေရှည်မလုပ်မိလို့ရေရှည်မထိနိုင်လို့ရေရှည်ကိုတောင်းချောက်မလုပ်ဖြစ်လို့
So for in Vipassana meditation why some practitioners
ဉာဏ်တက်မလားဉာဏ်တက်မလားဆို
Find that you know they have years of practice butinsights don't arise is because he says one there's no they're unable to practice continuously over a long period of time they're unable to sustain their practice because they use too much energy
အလုပ်တစ်ခုရေရှည်လုပ်လာနေ့နေ့ချီလုပ်လာရင်ဒီလုပ်ကြောင့်အများကြီးသိလာမှာ
he says when you do any kind of work for a long time like you do any kind of work for years you start to understand many things about that field of work right?But when we don't do that sort of continuous, you know, long-term work, he says, then no progress happens. We don't learn more if we don't do it continuously.
Short time.
Now we practice a short period of time and we use a lot of energy in that period of time. And we want something in that period of time.
ဒီလေ့လာတဲ့ learning process ဆိုတာတောက်လျှောက်လုပ်ရတယ်လို့
but Vipassana is a learning process so a learning process is something that you have to do always
တခုခုနားလည်ဖို့ဆိုတာတစ်ခါလေးအကြိုက်လေ့လာတယ်တစ်ခါနဲ့တစ်ချက်တည်းနဲ့နားလည်ဆိုဒီနားလည်လာညံအားကိုမပြေသေးဘူး
yeah
to understand something, he says, we have to investigate that subject for a long period of time. He says, then we truly understand it, you know, deeply. He says, if we just look at it for a little while and think we understand something, he says, that's not going to be a very deep understanding.
Superficial level,
it will be some superficial understanding. And so because we are going to do this long term, he says, you have to do it steadily so that you can do it without resting. That's why right effort is defined as perseverance.
Mm.
You understand that this is a beneficial work and so you do it
relentlessly. Mm.
So in right effort, he says, a lot of wisdom is present. That's why the use of the word right, you know, because there's wisdom.
No, confident. Sada.
Sada. Sada. Confidence or faith. He says, so confidence, he's not talking about very strong faith in anything. It's more about yourself and the work you're doing. And as you continue the practice, do you gain more confidence in the practice? So he says, when we talk about progress in meditation, or is my meditation getting better? He said, it's really about checking to see whether these five faculties are getting stronger in the mind. For example, how much is your willingness to practice growing? How much below?
Yes. And
how persistent are you? Do you really always want to practice? How strong is your faith in the practice? So if you know that what you're doing, the practice, is beneficial to you, of course you want to do it more and more.
Meditation will be like that. The chin, tiny thing, and I'm on it. Oh, you don't know, you know, don't know. Hopefully, the boy, you're attaching that. Attaching with the cool, you're
right.
Attaching that, and then do what the kids say, but the chin looks in that.
So, when you think about, like, when you know the mind thinks, oh, I want to meditate, he says, does the mind then immediately want to get to it? Or does the mind think, oh, I'll drink some water first before I meditate, or something? So what he wants to show is whether our determination or desire to practice is really that strong, whether our faith or confidence is strong. He says, do we have the desire to have awareness all the time? He says, and confidence grows only if we actually see the benefits of the practice for ourselves in our lives. He says, so say you sit meditation and all you experience is pain and it's painful. He says, does that make you want to practice more? Does it grow your confidence in the practice?
So confident pure, no?
He says, so the last one is wisdom. And for the faculty of wisdom, he says, we're not talking yet about wisdom in the sense of vipassana jnana, stages of insight, or even of course the enlightened mind and so on. He's not talking about that kind of wisdom yet. Do we know how to practice yet? Do we know how to practice in the correct way, skillfully?
Skillful and right understanding, no?
So having the skill, knowing how to practice correctly, is also a kind of wisdom. So where he's pointing us is in the direction of our work. We're going to measure everything in terms of the work we're doing, Do we know how to do the work? We're not thinking about the results of the work we're going to do, that we're doing.
Oh, we are still in Zabu. We lay Labu.
So to be interested in investigating the very work we are doing, the meditation
itself.
He says, body and mind. Which is meditating? Mind. He says, so we're using the mind to meditate, but we don't look at the mind, we don't investigate it. How do we know how much energy the mind is using? How do we recognize what attitude the mind is holding? How do we recognize the ideas that the mind is using in its practice? How do we recognize what the mind is thinking while it's practicing? So if we don't even recognize these things in the mind, he says, then how can we become skillful at the practice?
Sometimes meditation good, sometimes not good, but we don't know why.
If we really recognize, if we really recognize the things that the mind is holding and can work with them, he says, then we can become skillful at the practice. He says in the Satipatthana Sutta, in the section on what we call the Bhojangas, seven factors of enlightenment, there's one factor called Dhamma Vichaya, or investigation of the Dhamma. And one of the things that's mentioned there is that for Dhamma Vichaya to be strong, for investigation of nature to be strong, he says the person must know how to balance the faculties of the mind. So the five faculties. We have to strengthen the five faculties.
Yeah, meditation level four.
That we call meditation.
Object jump about no.
We haven't talked about the object at all. We've been talking about things in the mind.
The mind awareness is sila, metamani is sila, weya is sila, nyan sila, metadita la.
So the awareness must develop, the samadhi will, the stability of mind will increase, the right effort will be there, perseverance is there, wisdom
faith,
will develop,
confident,
and faith gets stronger.
Understanding, more skill.
Yes. All of them must get stronger.
Meditation will improve it.
And that you would call your meditation as
progress. Progress.
Progress in meditation.
Okay. I don't want to say again.
So what he wants to say again is that the object is really not the main thing in meditation.
Vipassana. Or continuity awareness.
And there are three last important points that he needs to mention.
Continuity awareness are easy.
One is continuity awareness is important. He says because he does not advocate using a lot of energy, but he does want the yogi to practice non-stop. He says continuity is important because then it builds a momentum. Continuity creates a natural energy because it leads to momentum.
Natural energy, energy.
So he wants his natural energy to develop, not the kind of energy that we personally put in. He says when we personally put in a lot of effort, we can only do it for a limited period of time. He says if we only put in as much energy as we are able to, but we do it non-stop, he says very naturally it gives it a momentum and it just gains momentum.
Snowball creation.
Yeah, like a snowball. Just very gently sliding down.
Beginning very small, no? No problem. But continue coming. moment to moment, day by day, month by month, year by year.
Okay. It's called an avalanche. Avalanche is when it falls off the mountain, right?
This moment then leads to the Nibbana.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know,
continue
the shima, the whole process of Nibbana.
Yes.
Awareness and natural awareness love, you know? Amyana to see Nibbana, you know, to go Amasai Rova, to Amyana see Nibbana, so much. The whole process of Nibbana.
And when there's this sort of continuity, you develop something he calls natural awareness. The mind just can't help being aware in the moment, naturally, because of this momentum. And he says, then when that sort of natural awareness is present, he says, then you notice the whole process of things that happen to you. You don't
lose information.
You don't lose information because the mind just sees everything. It can't help it. It's aware.
Becoming nature to that.
It's becoming second nature.
So, you.
And so when the mind gets the whole picture like that, you know, beginning through to the end, then it suddenly realizes things. Oh!
Like this. Why like this? Because of this, because of that, because of this, because of that. And cause and effect, cause and effect. Your understanding is increased. So, now we are.
So he wants to ask, when is time for meditation?
All the time.
Sadhu. Buddha said, Appamadina Tamadita, now don't make it at me, achieve my bow.
He says the Buddha said before he died, he said this Appamadina Sampadita, which means do not forget or do not be heedless. But he didn't say when not to forget or when not to be heedless, which means he meant all the time.
Meaning is all the time. ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုရင်တတိမပိုင်ညံမပါဘူးညံမပိုင်တော့မောဟအမြင်နဲ့ရှိတယ်မောဟအမြင်နဲ့ရှိတော့ definition နေရာဝင်မှာပဲ
He says because if there's no awareness then wisdom is not able to be present without the presence of awareness and if there's no wisdom delusion is present all the time and when there's delusion defilements are always there
အဲ့တော့ဟိုကပုလူစင်ပုလူစနဆိုတာဘာကိုပြောလဲဆိုကြိတ္တာထူတဲ့လူကိုပြောတာအဲ့ဒီကိစ္စထူပြောတဲ့လူကိုလောဘဒေါသမောဟမှာပါပဲအာထုတ်ပါလို့ပြောဘယ်လိုလို့အာထုတ်ခဲ့လောက်ခဲ့မှတဲ့
He says we are called putujanas right man worldlings and we're called putujanas because we're kind of thick with defilements and since the mind of putujanas is thick with defilements he says and you tell a putujana practice and the practice not you're not supposed to have greed aversion or delusion in the mind when you practice he says how is that person supposed to start when
how difficult
so that's why he says that the place to start is from place of non-delusion wisdom
is from knowledge ne sa
and the wisdom we're going to use is that information
alo tiya li na de ti ma ti me ya de discussion lo are
so we have to listen to dharma talks if we don't understand something ask read
okay discussion lo ti na lu na me ya
ma yeah have dharma discussion
ati ya bi so ma chin lo ya ma
because only when we have information that we can apply it to a practice
so now the khu sai shu da hu a ma sai ya hu sai mi shu ba saung ji da li tabo yo ma so ECC sound ji tat bu I'm sorry when
another thing he wants to talk about he talks about not using a lot of energy right not focusing into an object he wants us to be relaxed and aware
so now you not target any object na call him thana pai lam thana
so he's going to give a demonstration so just sit there and be conscious of yourself just conscious No, you don't have to do anything special. Just with your eyes open, you can be conscious of yourself.
Like
meditation is all the time, right?
If you meditate, you sit very straight. Okay. So do you know your Latina thing?
Can you feel your hands touching, whatever it's touching?
No, challenge it out.
Can you feel the floor touching?
ထိုင်တဲ့ပုံစံ
You recognize your posture.
နောက်အတန်းကြာ
You hear sound?
Hear no sound.
Sound.
Okay. Now temperature.
What about the temperature?
Feel.
You notice all this?
အဲဘယ်လောက်အဆင
် How much energy did it take to notice that?
အဲ့တိုင်းပဲနေပါလားတနေ့အမြဲတမ်းနေနိုင်စကြနေနိုင်နေပေါ့
So we just need to try to stay like that for as long as we can
ခက်လား
Is that hard to just be noticing our experience
အဲ့လုံနိုင်တယ်လို့ပဲလို့ဒါပေမဲ့မမေ့ဘူးခုနကပြောလို့မမေ့ဘူးမမေ့တာကိုထိန်းထားဖို့ကြည့်ရ
So that's what he means like do just as much as we can but don't forget it's the not forgetting
then no data มาดูสะตมาริไอ้ไตมันนี่ไงนะ
this is at the meditation center in Burma that's even for beginners this is just what he told them to do
มันโอตะคู่เว้ยมาเลยอีซิซิอัธุบาสิทธิ์ဝင်ซาบาだめมันน้าบาเนี่ย
he tells them you can relax please be interested in yourself but don't stop
เอ้อအာယုံကိုအသေးစိတ်မြင်အောင်ကြည့်ဖို့အရေးမကြီးဘူးအာယုံကိုအသေးစိတ်မြင်အောင်ကြည့်ဖို့အရေးမကြီးဒီတတိကို how တောက်ချောက်ထိန်းထားပြီးတော့သူဘုဒ္ဓတတ်နဲ့နော် knowledge right knowledge and right attitude နဲ့ဒီတတိကိုထိန်းထားပြီးသူဘာဝတိုင်းအားကောင်းအောင်ပြုစမ်
း He says so he's not concerned with what object you become aware of he says what he really wants you to recognize is the presence of the awareness or the consciousnessand that the consciousness is still present still present still present you're still conscious and there is this wisdom at the back of the mind that's understanding that it is present
tu aji la yin tu wa mien nai ne a swa tat la le
yeah when we are constantly conscious like that continuously he says then the power of the consciousness grows
tu mien nai la yin mien ma
and when
tu mien nai la ma mien ma no ma mien nai mae ne a blaw sai sai chi lo mien mien ma mho
When the consciousness becomes strong enough, it becomes able to see what is there. He says, when the consciousness is not strong enough, when that awareness is not strong enough, it doesn't matter how much energy you use to try to see the object, it doesn't see it completely clearly. But when it's strong enough, it just sees. Without using your
mind. Oh, now to the Kuni Yeji, the right view.
And the last thing that's important is the right view.
ကိုကြည့်တဲ့အာယုံလေးကိုကဘယ်လို point of view နဲ့ကြည့်လဲ
You so there's consciousness and what it notices all these objects but what point of view does the mind have when it notices these objects
Body sensation ရှိမှာ physical ရှိမှာ mental feeling ရှိမှာ object က၃ခုပဲရှိမှာ you rupa ရဲ့ feeling ဝေဒနာရဲ့စိတ်ဓာတ
် The objects that the mind will notice are the physical sensations the feelings in the mind or heartand the things that happen in the mind the mental activity
jo vedana sait no pali lo pyaw le lo tin
so in pali you call it rupa vedana chitta
a yo tou myo ba chi
just these three kinds of objects
a lo tu lo belo mye ya le
and what point of view should we be seeing them from
a ko khana ma khuna pyaw le four element no lu dai ma chi paw yin ma
this is in the body we are told this four kinds of elements yeah but everybody has these four elements right
and feeling present unpresent neutral
yeah
happy sad about every feeling actually
and these feelings that we have like you know right to just now everybody has them too right
and mind kaun sai ba sit chi
and the mind we have good minds wholesome minds unwholesome minds
any mind
everybody has these
so aloအားလုံးနဲ့ဆိုင်သွားပြီအားလုံးနဲ့ဆိုင်တဲ့အတွက်ဘယ်လိုစဉ်းစားမလို့နေချက်လို့စဉ်းစားမလို့
And since then we come to this realization that this is something that everybody shares then it's just nature it's not mine
ဟုတ်ပါဘူးကလက်ကပူတယ်လက်ပူတယ်ဆိုတော့ပူတဲ့သဘောကပျောက်သွားရင်လက်ပျောက်သွားတ
ယ် He said say your hand feels hot maybe it feels cold now and it stops feeling hot does the hand disappear
so is he so the nature
so he wants to say the heat is nature.
So
the quality of healing.
Yeah, feeling, vedanala dinaima. Aloma shiya.
Same with feelings and emotions. It's same for everybody. Everybody has
mind and dinaima.
Put
mind and mind.
And because everybody can have it, we're going to take that this is just universal, something, some nature, not personal. So we're going to consider all these things we notice in our experience, the mind and the body, as nature. For Vipassana meditation, he says, we cannot have this view.
Because
he says, why we need to inject this view is because, he says, our tendency very automatically and very strongly is, if we notice ourselves, is to identify with our experience very strongly. He says, this shirt that you're wearing, all of you, whatever clothes you're wearing. Whose clothes are you wearing?
My clothes.
So that's how we view our own, the body and mind too. We think of the whole world from the point of reference of me.
Of the I. We personal view, not ordinary view.
The meaning of
personal.
Yeah. He says, means you're not watching it from an ordinary point of view. You're watching it from a special, extraordinary point of view.
Ordinary view, I never see it.
So the ordinary point of view is me, I, this point of view. So now you're going to see it from another point of view. You're going to see it from the point of view as this is just nature.
Who are you? I'm nature. So everything is body and mind is nature.
Yes. So once we have this sort of idea, he says, then there's nothing that disturbs the mind or is a disturbance for the mind anymore. Everything just becomes something to explore. Everything becomes something to learn about.
Right view, right view, see my awareness is lam. I don't mind right awareness.
That's why you call it right view. And once you can inject right view and you bring awareness to it, then you call right awareness.
Information
If you don't give someone this kind of information, you just say, observe your experience, that person will automatically be identified with the experience that the person is observing.
Pain, pain, pain. Who's pain? The pain is fear. Who's pain? Who is pain? I am pain. My leg is pain. Then you run away. This idea. So, okay. I identify, no? Right view.
He says then from that point of view, then noise is not a disturbance. Thinking mind is not a disturbance.
Everything in nature. Okay. This is very important.
This point of view is very important. Whatever we want to observe, this has to come first. He said, have you been angry before? Have you ever had this thought, I'm feeling angry?
angry at tu la la yo.
And when you think I'm feeling angry, does that make you feel more angry or less angry?
More.
Why? Why
now? Do you know why? When you think I'm feeling angry, it makes you more angry.
Identifying with it? Yeah, because of right wrong view. Because of wrong thought. Anger will I need to do me.
Because you have thought of anger as me, mine.
And wrong view, man, I mean, defilement will do push a little bit.
Every kind of wrong view gives power to the defilements to grow. That's why he says for the practice of vipassana, right view is very important.
So
if you want to observe anger, he says first you have to remember anger is nature. He says the moment you think I am angry, he says it's gone. If you think I'm angry and observe that anger, you're just going to get more and more angry.
Okay. Right view,
that's why then he says right view is so important.
The nature is background
whatever you want to observe, right from the beginning, in the back of your mind, this idea that this is nature. I'm watching something that's nature must be there.
No, I. This is nature.
I'm watching.
And watching also my.
Even the watching is not me.
Okay. Okay. So.
So then he says, meditation, sitting or walking becomes irrelevant to meditate, whether you're meditating or not.
Can be the low.
You can do whatever is convenient for you.
Time is in being time, shao is in being shao.
If it works to sit, sit. If it works to walk, walk. He's seen someone.
Nasma niyaula.
Two nurses. One could sit very easily for hours, the other person couldn't sit at all. And so what it made the other person feel was, the person felt a lot of jealousy and also a lot of dissatisfaction with herself. So he asked this nurse who couldn't sit. You know, she had a lot of pain sitting down. So he asked her, what do you do, like your occupation? She said she's a nurse. And what do you do a lot of the time? She stands a lot of the time, she said. So he told her to do standing meditation. Then she felt fine. She could practice. She developed awareness, samadhi, and so on and so forth.
Body posture, adigam jam.
So you see, the posture of the body, it doesn't matter. You just have to choose what works for you.
Okay.
So you can sit or walk, whatever. He says, but what are you going to do in the posture? Pay attention.
Huh?
Theta.
Yes. Okay. Same with
that. Be interested.
And turning on the
world.
And any object is there. No, pay object. Am I boom a gong?
Be interested the whole day. He says, and in anything that comes up, any object, any experience, he says, no experience is better than another.
Some people they can feed anapana. Some people they don't. Some people rising falling easy, but some people they don't know, they cannot get this rising falling.
Yeah, so you have to let the person choose whatever that person feels comfortable with or strong about.
No.
Okay. And pain. So pain comes up. What do you do when there's pain?
Hello, I'm
move.
Very smart.
Very smart, he said.
But I'm not moving. Move like a little
bit. Okay, moving is easy.
So.
Yes.
You can do it. The learning process will be on the pain, body pain, the mind, blue, kind of,
But he says before you move, he says you're going to use this opportunity to learn something, because that's what meditation is, right? It's a learning process. So before you move, okay, there's pain. He says, so there's pain in the body. How does the mind feel? How is it reacting? How is it interacting? What is the mind thinking about this experience of pain? You can check to see, is the mind having the right or the wrong attitude towards pain? And how does it feel when there is pain? And you'll just investigate this for as long as you're able to. And then if you find it's really getting unbearable, you can't take it, then you can move. And why are we aware of that process? Is it important for the pain to go away? Is that why you're trying to be aware of that process?
To understand.
Yes. Yeah, it's not important for the pain to go away.
Yeah.
So you just use it as an opportunity to explore it for as long as you can, but if you can't take it, then you should move.
Automatically disliking and loving.
Mm. So he says the mind doesn't like pain. That's automatic. So if you observe the pain, he says automatically the mind is going to be observing with aversion.
So aversion is the pain of
So if you continue to watch the pain with aversion in the mind, you call that watching with aversion.
No, this is not meditation.
That's not meditation.
This object is a dosa object, not meditation object. Anger object. So, office camera, go look at my duty or machine now.
So, say you're at work and you're upset with someone at work and you keep looking at that person, doesn't that make you more angry?
Yeah, the same. Principle is the same. How to do it.
The principle is the same. So, the principle is, you don't look at the thing you're angry with, you look at the anger itself. So watch your own discomfort, not the painful physical sensation. And you should check to see, why are you feeling angry, aversion? What is aversion?
Who is aversion?
And you want to know these answers, and that's why you're watching.
This is a learning.
And you do this all the time, whether you're sitting or walking or eating or talking. Do you have any questions?
One of the questions that I have recently is, if I'm listening to someone and I feel like I'm paying attention to what they're saying, and I'm responding to them as best I can because I'm listening, then if I'm also trying to be aware, this is my question, am I also trying to be aware of the fact that listening is happening, or that conversation is happening, or that I'm sitting in a room, or that I'm hearing other sounds? Because then I start feeling like I'm all over the place, I'm fragmented.
To upama tu tia ya ko na thong de na thong ni ne tu a phie le tu tat nai song phie tin na ha tu phie bo phie pe bo jo sa de le ai chain ma le tu a tadi tha me so yin ho na thong ni ma le ti ya ma la ma ho yin ho tu saka pyo ni ma ti ya ma la ho yin tu di kha ne ma shi ni ma ti ya ma la ho yin tu bu lo khan sa ni ma ti ya ma la a lo myo ri ti ya me so yin tu sai kha ma tu
He says
when we're not so strong at it, he says then it does feel like, you know, it's a bit like all over the place. He says you can just start by noticing how you're feeling while you're listening or talking. Are you reacting in any way? Just being present with that.
ငြိမ်လာတဲ့ခါကျမှတူကသူတိတာကတူကသူလာလိမ့်မယ်ကိုကလိုက်သွားကြမလို့လိုက်နေရရင်တူကပြန့်သွားလိမ့်မယ်စိတ်ကအေးနေလို့ရှိရင်လာပါလိမ့်မယ
် He says and if you just stay with the feeling you will begin to notice that when the feeling is a feeling of being stable or collected that the mind also expands like becomes able to notice other experiences without your trying to so it's almost like the objects that you can become aware ofcome to you at that time when the mind is present and calm and receptive rather than you trying to notice the things that you could be aware of. That feels distracted. But if you're just here and calm, then you find experiences are noticed by you. So if someone, you know, can feel that they know their mind, he says then it's easy because you just have to stay there and say, what do I know?And be content with whatever the mind was.
So is it wrong practice at first to be listening and then to remember, to be aware of the fact that you're listening?
At all. The area ko na thong ne akha ma re. Ko wa na thong ne ma pyan tadi tha bo jo sa ra. Pyan tadi tha bo hmat mi bo jo sa ra. A ra o.မရဘူးဟဲ့လို့လို့ပြောတ
ာမရဘူးဒါကြွချင်းမှုမပေါ်မှုရှိတယ်မကြွချင်းသေးလို့
He says you know he wouldn't really call it wrong practice he would just say that it might be difficult at first because we're not skillful yet
just from နားထောင်လဲဆိုတော့ဘာနဲ့နားထောင
် He says when you listen he says what do you use to listen what is listening
using my ears and I'm also using my mind
စိတ်ကအဲ့စိတ်ကိုတိလိုက်ရင်စိတ်ကိုတိလိုက်တဖြည်းဖြည်းအဲ့စိတ်ကိုနည်းနည်းပထမတော့လည်းလေ့ကျင့်ရမယ်စိတ်ကိုတိလိုက်လွယ်လာလိမ့်မယ
် He says so that's the key he says if the mind listens he says if we know the mind or if we can recognize that it's the mind that's doing things then we just have to notice that what the mind is
အာယုံကိုလိုက်မယ်ဆိုရင်တော့ခက်မယ
် But if we go for the object if we go towards what the mind is notnoticing
or doing sound လိုက်ယူလို့ရှိရင်သူကမရဘူ
း if you try to be aware of the sound then you'll find that it's difficult to do both at the same time
right
နိုင်တယ်လောက်ပဲစမ်းဟုတ်စိတ်ကဘယ်လောက်သိနိုင်တယ်သိနိုင်တယ်လောက်ပဲစမ်းဖြည်းဖြည်းချင်းစမ်
း and always start with just what the mind can be aware of now whatever it's noticing now is enough
fast ဘာငါအတ္တိဟိုအဲ့အချိန်မှာတတိရှိလား
so you can start with in the moment do I feel conscious
အဲ့ဒါပဲစောက
် Can you start with that?
ဒါမှဒီစိတ်ကိုတီးလို့ခက်သေးတယ်ဆိုရင်တော့ထင်ရှားအာရုံနဲ့စောက်ရတယ်
Yeah. And if you know anyone finds even that difficult, you know, they can just start with anchoring themselves onto something that's really obvious.
နော်နားထောင်တာနဲ့ကြားတာနဲ့တူလား
He says is hearing the same as listening?
There's understanding, which is the mental part. Hearing is sort of physical. Listening is more.
Listening and mind activity. Mind is a little.
I'm saying that. What? Yeah. Active, physical, passive.
Yes.
So you could say that hearing is passive and listening is active.
Yeah. Activity is too.
So,
yeah, it's a bit. But, more.
But if you weren't trying to listen, wouldn't hearing still be going on?
မကြည့်ပဲနဲ့မမြင်ဘူ
း And if you weren't trying to look at something isn't seeing still going on?
အဲ့တော့အယုံမဆိုင်ပဲနဲ့မသိဘူ
း So if you weren't trying to pay attention to the experience wouldn't the mind still be conscious of it?
Well, my initial answer is it depends.
That's horrible.
ဖြစ်နိုင်တယ်ဘယ်လိုလဲအဲ့တော့ခုနကကိုအာယုံစိုက်တာနှာခေါင်းဆိုပါတော့နော်နှာခေါင်း attention ပေးတယ်စိတ်ကတဘာဝတိုင်းလက်ကိုရောက်သွားတယ်ဆိုတော့ဘယ်မှာထားမလဲ
So say you were listening to someone yeah and usually you pay attention to your breath but now the mind has slipped away and feels something on the hand what would you pay attention to
ပြန်ဆုပ်ဦးမလို့
Right there's no need to bring the mind to any place The mind is doing its own thing. You just need to recognize what the mind
is doing.
If you want to understand nature, then you've got to just let it happen
naturally.
If we keep bringing it back to somewhere, he says that's our personal efforting. And for a beginner, sometimes that's necessary, but after a while, it's not necessary. So for things like sound, he says the object is not sound. The object, like what we should notice is that hearing is happening. Because in the hearing, he says, there is a knowing of the sound, and that's called hearing. So everything is there. So if you're listening to someone, he says, you don't need to pay attention to the someone. You can just recognize that listening is happening. He says, when you hear something, like he's speaking now and you're hearing, listening to him, he says, are you hearing the sound that's coming from him, or are you hearing the sound that's already your experience, already with you? It's not out there. So just staying with yourself, you can know everything. But when people try to listen to something, they put their attention out to the speakers where they think the sound is coming from, so that they can hear better.
Okay.
Thank you.
So,
So if we want to practice being more in touch with our mind, he says we just have to try to notice it more, recognize it more during the day. The mind is doing many things. We need to recognize the activity of the mind. The mind is always active anyway. But since our practice has always been to be focusing on the body and movement and so on, he says we just lack practice in noticing the mind. But you know, the mind is not like so, like, not like the body, it's not so
obvious.
Clear.
Yeah.
But you recognize the mind through its activity, that this is the mind doing this. Always study the mind, you become skillful at understanding the mind. So if we want to work with the mind, we have to do it all the way. He says, you know, we talk about four aggregates of mind. There is consciousness, feeling, volition, and perception. He says, do we recognize these working in the mind as they arise? If you do that. Do you recognize your own awareness? When you're paying attention to something, do you recognize the mind is paying attention? We just need to start with one aspect of mind. He says, if we stay with that long enough, every other aspect of mind, because it's all mind, just becomes obvious, just becomes noticed, because it's all the mind.
Okay. Any question?
What about metta?
Hmm?
Metta.
Metta, metta, practicing metta.
Oh.
What he does is he practices by watching dosa, watching the anger. When there's no anger left in the mind, metta is automatically there.
But he doesn't say phrases or...
No, that currently may have Lulu Mia, Ulin, but Dora Tin in him, Mita Loki, Lulu Mia.
Sometimes when the mind is very angry, you can try to really to say words of metta, but he doesn't feel any real metta.
He doesn't feel
any real metta. When there's real anger, like when he's really angry, he can try to say these words, but it doesn't really feel metta for him.
But sometimes the saying of the words creates a state.
Yeah, apoyan pungo ya.
Yes, you can cover it up.
Apoyan
sugar coat. Yeah,
sugar coat.
Yeah, sugar coat.
Sugar coat.
Sugar coat. He says that sugar
coat. Yeah. He
says
dosa machine.
He says, but the important ingredient is dosa. He says, if there is not this dosa, he says, all four Brahma Viharas become possible.
Yeah,
depending on the object, he says, if there's no anger, you'll feel metta for the deserving, mudita for the successful, and so on.
Metta,
he says.
Sorry? Oh, what do you mean? The
sake
of you say it. Sake. Why say you say it? The kind of ashi de hai machine, wa kong.
He keeps his eye on the poison. He says when the poison is not there, then everything else can be strengthened.
One more. Are the defilements nature? Does he consider greed, hatred, and delusion nature?
Lobha, dosa, moha, the bhava, lukyusala.
Yes. Nature. This nature. So your angry is how angry? Who, which angry is most stronger?
Anger is anger.
Yes.
I don't know. What about
he says what is important is to understand anger for what it truly is. That's the first step, to have the right view about what anger is. To not have anger is the next step.
What is the right view of anger?
It's nature.
It's impersonal.
If you even just recognize that it's something arising in the mind, anger is just a quality arising in the mind. It's what they call a mental concomitant, mental content, just arising in the mind. Even this mind recognizes this is just a mind, not a mind.
We
often have thoughts and we watch thoughts. So to encourage yogis to use some wisdom in watching thoughts, he asked them to think through these questions. So instead of just kind of watching, to have a sense of investigation. And this sense of investigation, he asked them to check. He says, so this, you're watching this thought, do you recognize just that there's a thought, or do you see that the mind is thinking? or do you see that there's things that are
happening.
Arising, things are happening?
Beginner, they know their thought, but they don't understand this is a mind. Everybody know their thought. Thought rising, thought rising, thought rising, but they don't understand this is a mind. Understanding level different. You awareness there, you know the thought. Awareness know the thought. Understanding know the mind. If more understanding level is more complete, he already understand this is a mind. So no need to understand about this is a mind. He slowly move understanding the nature of that happening. His level of understanding change the what he see. So awareness is he know what happening, but understanding is he understanding the deep understanding about the object. Sometimes you observe any experience. Do you think a little bit, use your intelligence? Do you clearly see the object and mind different nature?
The different nature between the
object and mind. You understand
no,
you get it object.
Huh? Well, when I'm caught, I identify with the object.
Yeah, if you see clearly, your mind is more strong, more awake.
Yeah.
If you see both or one, you don't see clearly. If you see both nature is different, it is object, it is a mind. If you see clearly, your understanding levels change. You're more interest, you're awake, more awake. Sometimes I ask the yogi, now you're aware continuously, what benefit you have? Do you know the benefit of what you're doing? And this understanding come from yourself. So that is I asking the yogi, then the yogi becoming more awake. Why I'm doing this? What for? They use their intelligence. Not blind, notice, nothing, nothing, mindful. Then they start to, the intelligence start to working. That's why this is pushing the more interest. I saw the one lady, one girl, she is 17, 18 years, teenage. But she only know, she said, I'm aware my mind is peaceful. Then every weekend she come to practice. No need to push her. Because she understanding herself. This understanding come from her mind. Herself. This is, we need the yogi understanding themselves arising. Then they encourage themselves to practice very well. So sometimes I need to be questioned that make the yogi. Why this? Huh? They don't know. Then he go and check. This is my teacher told, my teacher teach me like this. Some experience I told my teacher, I understand like this. Then he said, oh, why this happened? I said, I don't know. And go, fine. Oh, okay. this encourage, this, sometimes I get the answer. I'm very happy. This encouraged me to the meditation until now. I want to know. This is a very important, want to know, want to understand. If you find yourself really understanding arising, you never forget this practice. More you understanding, you more practice, more understanding, more practice. You cannot stop. If you can stop your meditation, your understanding level is not low, very low. If you understand it very well, you cannot stop your meditation. Awareness all the time have. He know everything what happening. Then he can think how to do better. If you know you are more situation is worse, he know. The awareness know. Then the wisdom think how to do better. Then he find his way. So vipassana, I want to say the yogi, vipassana meditator need to be practiced all the time. Then your progress is slowly, slowly coming. If next time you go to the retreat, easy to improve. No more, you stop, the, your, this is a moment and stop, you start again, very difficult. Like a boat, the water is like this. You go to the up the stream, row the boat, but water is fall is a little bit strong. If you stop, go to the start. If you start coming, very bright, you stop continuously, up slowly. But if you stop, go down, you never up. start again, and when you start this, then you go down. It's understanding, your wisdom is understanding like this, he cannot stop. He want try to maintain, how to maintain this level. This is wisdom working, how to maintain this level and how to improve. And Oma, the deep sanatoma, Pia Oda, she is.
He said in the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha has said, he says, if there is awareness, the yogi must recognize there is awareness. And not only that there is awareness, but why there is awareness, and what will improve the awareness, increase the awareness. And this should be done with every factor of enlightenment. Awareness, Dhamma investigation,
effort, samadhi, piti, paddhati,
upekkha.
Pimandiya, you need to know it's arising. You need to know not have here. Don't have. You need to know have. You need to know don't have. And why it is happening? How to create? How to improve? How to maintain this? So first and second is easy. Not very difficult. Awareness there, you know. No awareness, you know. But why happening? Why this happening? And how to maintain this? This is a wisdom level is more wide. Not only awareness. This is a wisdom level is coming. Bodhing Konabama, definement also. Oh, not only bodhing, seven bodhing up. Definement also. If you know why this angry is there, no.
You know if anger is present, you know if anger is not present.
And you know why this anger coming? How the anger is grow. So these are understanding level.
So the things you understand start to increase.
So the question is seeing the other
segment. So if you have these questions in mind, then it becomes interesting to practice.
Rising and passing away. So
he says we hear a lot about arising and passing away, right?
Why? Maybe.
So the question is, why do things arise and pass away?
Why is it rising and passing away?
Yeah. Okay. He said, forget the passing away. So why is it rising?
It's the nature of things.
The bhava.
The bhava. That's
Well, that's one of the reasons.
Another reason.
Cause and effect.
Other
conditions,
karma. Right, and investigate more into
that.
He says what we currently know is only what we currently know. And what you know may be different from how somebody else knows it. He once asked a question at the meditation center. And because he had been thinking about it himself, he asked this question. When things are going well, is there a need to feel satisfied? And so he asked these people this question. Each of them had a different answer for why it was.
They said not necessary.
Not necessary.
No? I said, how do you know this is not necessary?
then they get answer. Nine people, nine answer come. Very interesting.
So somebody who always wants to know will always be paying attention, will be attentive. Do we know everything yet? He says he doesn't know anything yet. That's why he always wants to know.
Okay.
He says, do you like to be calm or do you like to
understand?
Can we be calm and understand? He says, but go until you understand something. He says we can't just stop and stand when we're calm.
What for? This stand peaceful or calm and quiet, what for? To have to understand more. Many people they peaceful and they calm, they don't know how to do then
sleep
becoming. They don't know how to get it.
More
understanding how to investigate. If calm and peaceful then he long time becoming bold. If understanding arising, you never bold. Practice bad all the time interest. And next time you understand this, understanding come again, your level is understanding level is different. So practice need to be continuous. Oh, yin ni niyama, be lower.
To be close to the practice all the time.
Defilement and dabawa phit lo tua dabawa a chi lo phit ni ha automatic la a lo tadi tamari nyan ni ya na tu lo be gao nyan la di ba tadi tamari nyan ni nature phit ni ya.
He says now the defilements seem to be second nature to us, they're strong and seem to be automatic. He says we've got to turn the tables and make awareness, concentration and wisdom what becomes automatic and strong like that.
Go nyen na mi no u ba ti ni le tadi shi la daw ba bo paw ni le.
You can ask yourself all the time, what am I aware of now? What do I know? What wisdom is here? What do I understand?
Okay. Ha. Sa na thong ni le. Yesterday we this expression. Then I looked at Yogi a little bit different.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. It was more relaxed, more different. We're both so quiet,
oh, I know.
So heavy.
I send the meta to me.
mostly metta retreat is about looking at dosa.
Yes.
Yeah.
I try to handle my dosa this time. Okay.
ก็เปล่ามันรู้หน้าถอมมาเลยงาก็เปล่ามันรู้แล้วแหละฉันท่าแล้วไว้เปล่าอยู่ฉันก็ไม่ใช่หรอกเลยเสียดายนี่ซะกันบาดเออก็เปล่าขึ้นน่ะเนี่ยตอนนี้ถั่วละนี่ตอนเปล่าอยู่นั้นน่ะเออเปล่านั้นเปล่าไว้กันไม่ใช่ผมดูเสียงยาลงนี่แต่คันน่ะเปล่าอ่ะเปล่าอ่ะโหนี่ดูตรุงงาแล้วสิน่ะผิดล่ะรู้ป่ะเนี่ยป่าเอาลูกบลูเนี่ยแท้ดิอ้าท่อมเลยสรุปนั้นเนี่ยตรุเปล่าไปเองตรุบ่ขึ้นเหมือนซะกูขึ้นเหมือนซะหร